This is Matt Wells at UN News. With nearly three quarters of Timor-Leste's population under 35 years old, young people need better education, skills and training to boost development across the Southeast Asian nation. That's according to Roy Trividi, the UN resident coordinator there for UNDP, who recently unveiled the country's Human Development Report 2018, which recommends that the government designate a quarter of its overall budget to education and training. It also calls for reforms to improve the quality of education to help the country meet the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. Julia Dean spoke to Mr. Trividi and asked him if the report was a collaborative effort.
Yes, this has been a really fantastic partnership between the government of Timor-Leste, the United Nations Development Programme, but also Flinders University, who are based in Australia, who have actually dedicated the best part of 2 years to coming and working with us to develop this report. So we are very excited by that partnership as well.
You say a lot of reports end up on bookshelves. Why is this one any different?
This report is really important for a number of reasons. One, because we have a very young population, and the reason why I think it will not end up in the bookshelf is having seen in the last week the number of people who are keen to find out what the report says, to contribute further ideas, it gives me great hope that it will not end up in the bookshelf. It will be something that will be discussed and debated and then hopefully followed through with appropriate policy changes and practical changes.
And just to get a background of the situation in Timor-Leste, what is the youth population?
So we have 74% of our people are below the age of 35, and over 60% are under the age of 25. So we have huge number of people below 30 in their most productive working age, that's normally defined as between 15 and 60 years old.
Is there an urgency of implementing some of the recommendations, and which ones?
For sure. Look, I think that there is, firstly, just coming in the country recently and seeing the number of people who are keen to discuss, debate, policies and so on. One of the things that we're in the run-up to our elections next month, and one of the things that the report recommends is for the government, the new government that will be formed after the election, to allocate 25% of the national budget to education and training of young people. So I think that by itself is one very, very practical policy recommendation. There are a number of other things also on improving access to healthcare, particularly family planning for young people. And I think that's why, and there is a great interest in this, in all of these recommendations, and people want to debate and discuss more things as well.
And how will this work towards the achieving of the Sustainable Development Goals?
The Sustainable Development Goals, of course, require countries to be productive, to produce sustainably and so on. And there is a great thirst in Timor-Leste for young people to enter the job market and contribute in all kinds of ways to sustainable living, both in terms of the incomes they earn, also in terms of their contribution in the jobs market, the skills that they bring, and so on, but also in terms of the way they want to live. One of the things the report talks about is young people are very aware of traditional ways of working and keen to get to continue those things, but also to develop and innovate in new ways to continue the culture, but to develop and contribute more to the Timor-Leste's development. I'm really excited. Having talked to some of the ministers just prior to, as soon as I got here, and then prior to the elections that will take place next month, all of them have shown a great interest in the report. They're keen to do more. They realize that they have a young population. They want to invest more, and they want to look at new ways of working, which brings not just government to do all of this work, but looks at the way in which government can partner with private sector, with civil society, with academia, and, of course, the UN system as well.
So it's a significant stepping stone.
Huge. It's a really important stepping stone for the country as people start, as political leaders and leaders in our community are starting to look for what more can Timor-Leste do to build its national development aspirations.